Waymaker Part 6. The Israelites, by this time, are standing on the shores, the despairing shores of the Red Sea. They could not see, unlike the clip that you just saw, they could not see what was in the distance. They had no binoculars that could view Canaan or even on the opposite shore. But the Lord gave them a simple plan. Moses said to the children of Israel, go forward. It is believed that the Red Sea did not divide throughout all at once, but opened progressively as Israel moved forward, so that they needed to trust God for each next step. For each next step. God never guides, He never gives guidance two steps at a time. You and I must take one step and then seek God for light for the next step. And what this does, beloved, is it keeps our hearts in an abiding dependence on God. God leads His children step by step. He provides for us day by day. And He cares for us moment by moment. The real is, we're never really sure about what will happen tomorrow. We're not even sure about what's going to happen later today, nor next week, nor next month, nor next year. But the next step is often more or less obvious. Let's search this out in Scripture. In Nehemiah 9 and verse number 19, the Bible records this. The pillar of cloud led them forward day by day. In Psalm 42 and verse 8, day by day, the Lord also pours out His strength, His steadfast love upon me. In Psalm 110 and verse 3, your strength shall be renewed day by day. Someone get for us Genesis 24, please. Genesis 24 and verse 27. Wait for me there. In Luke 11 and 3, the Bible says, give us day by day our daily bread. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 16, therefore we do not lose heart, we do not faint, even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, Jesus says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Is anybody there in Genesis 24 and verse 27? Read, please.
And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham. who have not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.
All right. One version translates that piece in the middle. I being in the way, the Lord led me. When you and I don't know what to do next, beloved, let's not be afraid. Fear not and seek light for the next step. Trust God for guidance in small increments. And if you can't see what lies dimly up yonder, do what is clear at hand. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. And wait for me, please, at verse number 7. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse number 7. Saul went looking for his father's lost donkeys. Never realizing, never really dreaming that the entire trip had been orchestrated by God to lead the teenager to the prophet Samuel. Didn't even realize it. I say again, and mark these words. Whenever you and I make a commitment, a decision, a decisive commitment to do what God says, God himself orchestrates the circumstances to line themselves up in our favor. That's a word right there. When at last the two met, amen, Samuel anointed Saul as king over Israel and told him something like this. When you leave here, this is going to happen. Then that is going to happen. And then something else is going to happen. Things will unfold for you like signs, step by step. In verse number 7 of 1 Samuel chapter 10, what does the Bible say?
When these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion, serve thee. God is with thee.
God is with thee. The Living Bible translates that same verse this way. From that time on, your decisions should be based on whatever seems best under the circumstances, for the Lord will guide you. In essence, beloved, this was the very same plan that God gave the Israelites by way of Moses at the Red Sea. In their moment of their greatest confusion, their greatest bewilderment, their greatest uncertainty, the Red Sea was divided for them. And they took the first steps into the piled up waters, the highway of hope, step by step. I want you to know, beloved, I want you to know, we must not doubt in the darkness what God shows us in the light. We must not crash in the face of adversity. Following the will of God is a matter of unfolding. The one who knows the far away future reveals each close at hand step as needed. Praise God. One theologian prayed this prayer for 20 years of his ministry. To go as I am led, to go when I am led, to go where I am led. Take things moment by moment. And when we don't know what to do, I hope you're listening. Just do what comes next. Let's go to Exodus chapter 14, please, and verse number 16, and wait right there for me. We need to trust God to lead us one step at a time, one day at a time. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 16, what does the Bible say?
The Bible says, but lift thou up thy rod,
stretch out
thine hands over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
Lord have mercy. Raise up your hand. Raise up your staff. Stretch out your hand. And Israel is going to walk through the Red Sea to the other side on dry ground. I'm learning through this Waymaker thing. God wants to deliver you and I. He wants to deliver us from our Red Sea situations. He wants to part the Red Sea for you and for me. But for this to happen, church, you and I have to reach. We've got to stretch. Go to Philippians 3. Wait at verse 13. We got to reach. We got to stretch. We got to reach forth for the power of God. The staff Moses carried with him symbolized the power of God in his life. When God first called Moses, you might well remember, God told Moses, throw down the staff. It became a snake. God told Moses, pick up the staff. It became a rod again. Moses and Aaron used their staff to bring plagues upon Egypt. The staff was waved over the Nile. The Nile turned to blood. The staff was stretched over the streams and plagues of frogs were sent. The staff was struck on the ground. Plagues of gnats swarmed the land. The staff was stretched up to the sky and hail rained down upon Egypt. And on we could go. The staff was not magic, beloved. It just symbolized or it communicated the power of God. God was saying to Moses, you hold my power in your hand. And if you are willing to reach, you will again witness a miracle. Praise God. God's power is available to you. It's available to you too. God has a plan. And when you and I are willing to reach, when you and I are willing to stretch, to press, to take the next step, we too will experience a miracle. Getting to the other side of our current quadruple crises requires us to reach forth. In Philippians chapter 3, what does the Bible say?
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Amen. To be,
but this one thing I do.
This one thing I do.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reach forward unto those
which
things
are before,
which are before.
He says, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are forward. God, do you see? God told Moses, tell Israel, go, go forward. Amen. So getting to the other side of our crises, regardless of what they are, requires you and I to move in faith like never before. To trust God more than ever before. To take a bolder step, New Maywood, a bolder step, New Maywood, than we've ever taken before. Amen to glory. All of us are facing Red Sea situations today. So I leave you with this. When you reach forth for God's power, our God will supply it. I said, whenever you and I reach forth for God's power, He will supply it. Our God will get us through pandemic. Our God will get us through racial injustice. Our God will get us through spiritual wickedness in high places. Our God will get us through our daily struggle with self and Satan and sin. God will get us through. Yay! The shepherd says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. No evil. For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Stand firm with God. Stand firm in confidence in God. Stand firm in our confidence in God. We can be confident in God because we are protected by God. We can be confident in God because He is always with us. The presence of God never leaves us. We can be confident in God because God provides for us. We can be confident in God because we have the promises of God. Stand firm in our confidence in God and then move, go forward in the power of God. Stand firm, go forward. Father, we thank you so. We give you thanks. You're mighty good God, mighty good God. We're thankful that you have a plan for us in the midst of our Red Sea situations. We're encouraged, Father. We're comforted. in knowing that you are with us always. Help, Lord. Help us, Lord, to continually be aware of your presence, to be assured of your provision, of your promises, to be assured of your protection. And as we stand in utter dependence on you, help us in that moment to listen for you. Help us to hear and be able to discern what your next step for us is. And then help the New Maywood Church to move forward, to go forward in your power. Father, we pray any guests that are with us, we thank you for them. And we pray that they will give serious consideration to what it takes to be in Christ. Because your word teaches us that when we are baptized into Christ, your spirit dwells within us. And the same power that raised Christ up from the grave, we have access to that same power. Help our honored guests and hearers to listen for your next step and to take it by faith in your power. We're asking with thanksgiving and in the name of Jesus, amen.